The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, Giants fans, and welcome to a very special edition of Big Blue View Radio. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. It's always special to get a chance to talk with former Giants quarterback Eli Manning, and I had a chance to do that on Monday morning. Manning was available thanks to a Super Bowl promotion that he is doing with Quaker, and we had a chance to chat for about 10 minutes. We talked about Eli's reaction to the Empire State Building being lit up in green on Sunday evening. We talked about Daniel Jones. We talked about the reception that Eli got when he returned to Philadelphia for the Giants playoff game. And we talked about several other topics as well. All right, let's get to my interview with Eli right now. So let's get this out of the way. I appreciate your time, real quick. Let's just get this out of the way. Tell me what you're doing with Quaker and why people should pay attention.
Yeah, I'm partnering with Quaker to invite fans to share how they pre-grade before the big game for a chance to attend next year's Super Bowl in Las Vegas. So to enter the contest, fans can go to TikTok. They follow Quaker, and they can upload their own video sharing how they pre-grain with Quaker Oats with the caption, hashtag Quaker pre-grain, hashtag entry. So upload your video using Quaker Oats, and you can start that today. And it ends on Super Bowl Sunday this year for a chance to go to the Super Bowl next year.
Cool. Can't beat a trip to Vegas and a trip to the Super Bowl all in one, huh?
Exactly.
So let's talk a little football, a little Giants, little Eli and Peyton, all that fun stuff. Got to ask you what you thought of the Empire State Building in Eagles Green last night.
Yeah, you know, I'm all for good sportsmanship and, you know, congratulating teams when they do well or. But I think I don't know about going that far out of your way to support a division rival. Kind of just such, you know, the New York Philadelphia rival is so intense. I thought that was a little extreme. So that was a tough one to swallow last night. I could see why so many New Yorkers are a little upset by it.
Yeah, I posted it on my website last night, and the reaction was that one hurt.
Yeah, that hurt a little bit.
That one hurt. Speaking of Philly, you went back to Philly after you said you wouldn't. and obviously, you know, you had fun with it. Just tell me what that was like and maybe a couple of your favorite reactions to you being back there.
Well, I had a special greeting, and it was I wouldn't say it was warm, but you know, I think it was kind of some fun loving, you know, situation. I did bring my 11-year-old daughter with me. She definitely saw some gestures and some, you know, learned a few new vocabulary words. And we had to talk about whatever you see in here in Philadelphia stays in Philadelphia. You can't bring that back to school. Don't bring that back to mom. We don't need you getting expelled or anything. So it was one of those situations, but I was excited to be there to cheer on the Giants. They had such a great season, making the playoffs, winning the week before the playoffs. So it was such an easy trip to drive to Philadelphia to root them on. So I was happy to be there for them.
But you mean bringing your daughter with you didn't stop the Philly fans from letting you have it?
I don't think so. I mean, I've seen 9-year-old kids, talking trash to me there, so that doesn't bother them. They teach their kids. They see an 11-year-old, they're like, oh, they've seen everything. They should know all these meanings, and this shouldn't be new to them. So they didn't hold back.
Philly fans different than any other opposing fans you've ever dealt with?
They are. It's everybody has kind of some trash talking. It's the amount of people that doing it. It's like everybody doing it, but also just that they have the kids doing it also. Usually you're on the field and you see someone and they have their kid. They might, if you're in Dallas and the kid might have a Dak Prescott jersey on, the kid will, usually give you a high five, or maybe you ask for a picture. Maybe you're on his fantasy team in Philadelphia. It is straight just hatred, and that 9-year-old is talking trash and saying stuff about my mom, and it's just a different breed.
Oh, that's crazy. Hey, I got to ask you just a couple quick Daniel Jones questions. Biggest difference that you saw in him this year, is it the influence of Brian Daboll, or is it his own growth, or some combination of both?
I think it's got to be a combination of both. I thought he just made really good decisions all year, protected the football, ran really well games, good play action, good, throwing on the run. But when things weren't there, just continually made good decisions. And there was enough of those situations early in games where he didn't force things. He didn't, took sacks, protected the football, and just kept the games close, kept them close into the fourth quarter. And they were able to make a run and win some of these close games. So I think that's was just growing and figuring out how to be patient, not having to force things, or just because you got a good play versus a good defense. I mean, it always gonna work out. If there's pressure or something goes bad, to still make good decisions, and he did it all year long. And just proud of the way he played. Was excited, from the make the playoffs to win a playoff game is not easy on the road, and so it's great to watch him there. And hopefully, rooting for him to continue to stay with the Giants and be a New York Giant for a long time.
Fun to see the Giants get back to relevance, back to the postseason.
Definitely. It was a fun year to be around. Went to most of the home games, went to London and watched them play. And so got to be around the locker room, around the facility when everybody's happy, being around the coaches after wins and the players and ownership. So it's a good atmosphere when they're playing well and winning games.
Last Daniel question for you. Do you see or do you understand the fact that people make parallels from your career to his career, just in the growth and the time that it's taken?
I mean, I think it's common just when you look at the time frame, and we obviously played at the same time. We were teammates. I think in some ways have a similar personality of trying to kind of stay under the radar, be quiet, but still being extremely competitive. So I root for Daniel. I still keep up with him and talk to him and try to be a resource for him any way I can. And so I've seen how hard he's worked and his dedication, his commitment to football, and the reasons why he wants to be successful are all the right reasons. He wants to do it for the team and the organization. And I think he can just continue to grow within this offense. He's never been in an offense for more than 2 years. And so, to have this second year and just continue to get more comfortable with it and to grow within it, and also get some more guys around him would be helpful for him.
I'm just curious. We saw the Eagles and the Chiefs, qualify for the Super Bowl yesterday. You've obviously been there a couple times. Got your two victories over the Patriots. I'm just curious. What's the difference in preparation for a team like the Eagles that's got a coach that hasn't been there, that's got a quarterback that hasn't been there, and a team like the Chiefs that's kind of been there, done that?
Well, I think it's just understanding the schedule, and the Chiefs have obviously done that. They just know, you know, when they have to, you know, when they need to get their preparation done this week before they go to Arizona for the site of the Super Bowl, how to take care of your tickets and your hotels, like get that stuff out of the way early. Where, you know, Philadelphia is their first time doing it. Not first time doing it, but for a lot of the guys, and like you said, the head coach, your starting quarterback, some of your big players, it's their first time going through it. But they also have veterans that have been there. They can talk to those guys. They can tell them what they need to do and how to prepare for these next 2 weeks. And how do you prepare? It's hard because the last 20 plus weeks you've been doing the same routine all at your own facility, and the weeks are the same. Now you're gonna have some time this week at your own facility, but on pretty much a whole week off site in Arizona. You're staying in a hotel, you're taking buses to practice, you're not in your own meeting rooms, you don't have all your same resources that you normally have. So it takes a little bit more preparation and time to try to stay on that same routine that you've been doing for these last 6 months.
Hey, just we got another minute or so left here. Just a couple of quick offbeat ones for you. You've done so many things with Peyton, you know, commercials, Manning cast, all that kind of stuff. You have a favorite thing that you've ever done, you know, on TV or anything with Peyton?
You know, it's fun doing the commercials with him, just because I don't get to see him all that often. He lives in Denver. I live in New Jersey. We do the Manning cast. I get to see his face on screen. But doing something live in person with them is always fun. We get to improv a little bit and go after each other and communicate about what we would think was funny and try some new things. If it doesn't work, it doesn't matter. Doing those things. I'm excited about the Pro Bowl, coaching against them this week in Las Vegas. Are both of our kind of coaching debuts, and so that'll be fun. But the Manning cast, just it keeps us in touch. I do get to talk to them during the week a bunch and get a game plan and share stories and share film notes on our preparation. And so I've just enjoyed this part after football for us to still get to work together on some things and combine and kind of our forces and come up with some good ideas.
Cool. All right. Well, they're flagging me down and telling me that we're done. So appreciate the time. Thank you much. And
thank you.
Hopefully you win the Pro Bowl.
Perfect. Thank you.
Right. Take care.
All right.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Our thanks to the folks at Quaker and our thanks to Eli Manning for spending some time with us. Hope that you guys enjoyed that. I know that I certainly always enjoy getting a few minutes of Eli's time. He's still a very, very special New York Giant and a fun person to talk to. I always appreciate the fact that Eli takes the time to give good answers to take all of these things seriously. So much appreciate Manning's time. And Giants fans, please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio wherever you listen to podcasts. Please stay safe out there, take care of each other, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.